And now, for a moment of clarity.
Do the right thing and stand up when something is wrong.
Mary, I want to give a little bit more context to the moment we're in, because there was a road that leads very much to this. And it started back in March of 2023 at CPAC, when then private citizen Donald Trump stood before that body and declared this.
In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution.
I am your retribution. Mm-hmm. So for those who are stunned and surprised, how can they do this? Where does this come from? This has all been a part of the pattern. You layer on Project 2025, which we've been talking about since the very beginning of the campaign to deconstruct our government. You put these pieces together, you get a clearer picture of what this administration is trying to do. Centralizing the power of the law in the hands of one man and using it in a retributive fashion against private citizens, in this case, Mr. Comey, officials like a Letitia James. How does this resonate? You mentioned there may be some prosecutors who will leave. Likely we've seen that before. But even beyond that, we talk about law firms that are now out there doing the bidding of this administration under the pretense and guise of pro bono work. But we know what's up, right? How does all of this sort of resonate in the legal community when they see what's happening and they know daggone well, to use my daddy's expression, that that is not the way this should be done?
I mean, this is the classic erosion of the rule of law.
Catch Michael Steele on The Weeknight, Monday through Friday at 7 Eastern on MSNBC.